And joining us now is Laura Rose, founder of the South End Butterfly Garden, to tell us about the first annual Pollinators Day event on August 31st. Welcome, Laura.
Hello, Sanctuary for Independent Media.
And can you start by telling us a bit about the South End Butterfly Garden? It sounds wonderful.
I would love to, Bria. So just before COVID, my two little girls and myself moved back to my childhood house in the South End of Albany. I have not lived here maybe a good 25 years. So we got here just right in time for COVID, and I purchased the parking lot and garages that are next to my house. Now, you know the South End. We have some rough and tough here, and the things that I got weren't so great, but I wanted to rent them out, fix them up, rent them out, and make some money for my family. Well, my little girls reminded me of our family motto, which is kindness comes back around. And they inspired, along with my mother, who years ago had told me the story of how when she was younger, my daughters are fourth generation South End Albany. And my mother told me that she remembers hundreds of monarch butterflies flying around this area. Well, ladies, I saw one last year. And my little girls and I decided that instead of renting it out for ourselves, where only a few people would benefit, we decided to make a beautification project for the community where everyone would benefit. And so the South End Butterfly Sanctuary is a result of a dream, an idea of taking, ladies, you've heard of the song, turning a paradise into a parking lot? Well, we've turned a parking lot into paradise. We have turned gray to green.
And that sounds wonderful. Now, you mentioned South End Butterfly Garden and South End Butterfly Sanctuary. Is there a difference or a renaming?
No, thanks. That's a good qualification. This has literally came together in 3 weeks. We had an idea in our head. We didn't even have the name. The logo behind me was developed by my 13-year-old daughter. And just the last minute, we understood that it's going to be the South End Butterfly Sanctuary, because butterflies are the main aspect, and I can tell you more about them if you'd like to hear.
Sure.
So monarch butterflies are gorgeous red and black. There's some other colors, but that's the majority of them. And in the 1997, there were counted over, I think I have the numbers, and I am absolutely not an expert, but I'm taking numbers that I found, 165 million acres of breeding space was around. We have literally evaporated the space that they would be in. So you can imagine the numbers have gone down. Well, those numbers have gone down. There was about 400,000 in 1997. Can you guess how many that were found in 2019 down in Mexico? Give a guess.
There were 140,000?
1,400,000 in 1997. What do you
think? I'm thinking like 100,000. I think went down dramatically.
I wish I could say that was it. Unfortunately, it was below 30,000 in 2019. Now, the question
below is... Below 30,000 from over a million?
Yes. We are losing them not even double fold, quadruple fold. And why is this important? That's really the question. I mean, they're animals, and yeah, we have animals, and it's very sad when animals go into extinction, but what is special about monarchs? Now, number one is that we had them here in Albany. They were here, and we lost them. I am so ecstatic to tell you that I saw three before the garden existed in March. There were three, I saw three butterflies. That was like, that told me, that gave me a symbol from the universe that this is the place they need to come back to. And we raised and have right now that we're going to be releasing at an event on Tuesday that I'll tell you more back in a second. We have 20 that we're going to be releasing, but that's not the exciting part. Just 15 minutes before this broadcast, my daughter walked out the door and we collected 25 wild caterpillars. If you build it, they will come. They came. The monarchs came back. And that's all they were asking for, is for the space to exist, the space to live. And that's what they wanted. Now, monarchs are important because they are like the canary in the cave, where if they go away, other things go away, because they're pollinators. And just like all pollinators, they need habitat. And what's important about pollinators is that they are the ones who rule our food system. Say goodbye. If we say goodbye to pollinators, we say goodbye to chocolate. We say goodbye to apples and coffee and other foods that we see as vital to our existence.
Chocolate.
I know. And Bria, that's not all. When we remove the monarchs, bees go with them, other insects. They are our calling card. That's why, one of the reasons why monarchs should be the image. And what's amazing is we now have a mural, a massive mural that you're going to see unveiled, that has the words Albany with monarchs all over it, because it's going to symbolize not only that Albany South End is going the right direction, we are going to be being in balance with the community and nature, but also there's a whole nother aspect, which is helping humans. Want me to tell you about that?
Most definitely.
So learning about monarchs is not just education and inspiration. See, there's this thing called the butterfly effect. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Yes.
The butterfly effect means that something as small as a monarch, can affect the world. What, and can you imagine something that travels 3,000 miles, this tiny little thing, not even bigger than a paperclip, travels 3,000 miles, 25 to 30 miles a day. What an epic journey. What an inspirational concept for us to tell us that we can do things. We can do things that we've never thought of, that we think are impossible. We can do them. And that's also what we're sharing here at the Sanctuary. It's about being able to make a difference in your community, not think about all the things that have gone wrong in your life and all the things that can happen in all the world, but knowing that you actually have the power to make a difference. So symbolically, education-wise, the Monarch Sanctuary was made to happen, and it happened because the universe, everything came together because kindness always comes back.
So your organization is hosting a free event on Tuesday, August 31st. This will be the first annual Pollinator Day celebration. What can visitors expect at your event, and who else will be joining you?
So I'm going to be really quick. On Tuesday at 5:30 to 6:30, with a ceremony at 6:15 promptly, we are going to have educators and information about pollinators and natural programs that are free offerings that are happening right here in Albany and outside the community that are accessible to residents of the South End. We have coming the DEC, these are the ones that are invited, Thatcher Park, Albany Pine Bush, Friends of the Pine Bush, the Pine Hollow Arboretum, Albany Public Library, Radix Ecology Sustainability Center, the Water Department, and other building and government programs that are available to get children back in touch with nature. And this is a hub that we want to create. This location isn't everything, because it literally is a small, peaceful place of sanctuary for some animals, but for people, it's the start of what a new generation is. And this is what it takes, because it's always the next generation that can move forward and make a difference.
And in our last moment, how can people get more information?
Go to our Facebook page, SEBS, South End Butterfly Sanctuary. The event is at 5:30 to 6:30. But go, please like it, because it's a brand new page. And also, we are the EarthKind August Harmony Heroes. Watch the video. to see how powerful this is, not only to make a difference in the into environment, but also to make a difference in people's lives.
Thanks to Laura Rose of Albany's South End Butterfly Garden for this information about the garden and their Pollinators Day event on August 31st, 5:30 to about 6:30 at the corner of Eagle and Morden Streets in Albany.
Thank you so much, Laura.